Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Who advocates for the ocean? I'm always astonished by the fact that for an ecosystem with the size and implication as vast and significant as the ocean, there's a dearth of advocates at the level of scale and urgency required to make a difference in public awareness and action. There are, of course, several prominent non-governmental organizations, mostly conservation-based, with ambitious and useful ocean advocacy programs. The Nature Conservancy, World Wildlife Fund, Oceana, the Ocean Conservancy, Conservation International, Greenpeace, and others. There are some large quasi-governmental organizations that are at the forefront of ocean programs and projects nationally and internationally. NOAA and the Ocean Leadership Council in the United States, the UN Intergovernmental Oceanographic Commission, and the Global Environment Facility, organizations primarily funded by national budgets, dues, or government contributions that conduct research, educate the public, promote and advance policy discussions at all levels, and organize large demonstration projects as models for innovation and best practice. And finally, there are individuals, scientists, and journalists who have focused their skills on broad-based communications formats. Sylvia Earle, for example, who has been an ardent and ubiquitous spokesperson for ocean issues for decades. Carl Safina and David Helvaag, authors of books and media about the oceans. Jean-Michel Cousteau and other members of the Cousteau family, who have pursued many different kinds of ocean initiatives, from large format films to targeted action to promotion of sustainable products from the sea. Here are two further examples of ocean advocates, not so well known, very different in structure and assets, and yet with comparable purpose. The first is the Pew Environmental Group Global Ocean Legacy Project that, quote, aims to establish a worldwide system of very large, highly protected marine reserves where fishing and other extractive activities are prohibited, unquote. The project works with local citizens, governments, and scientists around the world to protect and conserve some of the Earth's most important and unspoiled marine environments. Originally, the Pew Charitable Trust was a granting organization, providing funding to worthy applicants in various areas of interest. About a decade ago, it morphed into an operating foundation, organized into theme-based groups that identify needs, design programs, fund them from the foundation's significant asset base, and staff and operate the projects themselves. The Global Ocean Legacy has a staff of 15 and has created three major preserves: the Northern Hawaiian Islands, 140,000 square miles, the Chagos Archipelago in the Indian Ocean, 210,000 square miles, including 55 islands and vast areas of coral reef, and the Mariana Trench Reserve, the world's deepest canyon, 95,000 square miles along the east coast of the Northern Mariana Islands and Guam, the location of numerous underwater hydrothermal vents and some of the oldest marine organisms on Earth. The Legacy is also working on several more projects around Easter Island, Bermuda, South Georgia, and the South Sandwich Islands in the Coral Sea, and the Kermadecs, remote islands and rocks off Tonga, and the North Island of New Zealand. These are extraordinary places indeed, as pure and pristine and valuable as remain anywhere. Only an organization like Pew, with the determination, focus, longevity, and available assets, can manage the financial, social, and political circumstances encompassed by these challenges and stay the course to success. Now let me introduce an entirely different advocate, Wallace J. Nichols, known as Jay, who as an individual voice is the energy, imagination, and activity behind Blue Mind, more an attitude than an organization, embodying the equation of science and culture, mind and art, emotion and reason, as a means to inspire and inform the public anytime, anywhere, at every level of sophistication and engagement. Jay has no office, no overhead, no staff except himself, engaged in a frantic exercise of daily communication through social media, classes and presentation, professional papers, conferences and workshops, articles and videos, Skype calls and Google chats. Jay may do a TED Talk one day, visit an elementary school the next, and meet the next with graduate students in marine science or young adults seeking their way in the context of the ocean. Throughout it all is a stream of Facebook posts, tweets, blog entries, and constant social encounter. Jay's expenses are raised through an informal campaign whereby some 150 individuals contribute in any amount to support his work, contributions channeled through the Ocean Foundation for accountability and support. Nichols has his PhD, has worked for several large conservation organizations and educational institutions, has conducted serious research on turtle migration, and has abandoned that model with its inhibitions and mission statements and fickle funding for a campaign without affiliation, lean, clear, direct, of and with the people, acting with intentionality, reacting to opportunity, with the sole purpose of engaging individuals and groups of all ages, backgrounds, and levels of interest in a straightforward, personal message of and for the sea everywhere. No judgments. Every effort mentioned here is worthy and works and is necessary to get the message out, understood, and concrete by result to the largest possible audience. These voices, all this work, seem still not enough. But the achievements of these advocates, big and small, loud and soft, are undeniable. Find them, listen, support them, and join your advocacy with theirs. If you will, we just might together get this job done. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory. Visit us online at worldoceanobservatory.org. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.